Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Finalizing plans to reopen.
Our livelihoods are at stake. We've put everything into our businesses.
Halting American funding.
Had the WHO done its job, the outbreak could have been contained at its source.
Empty store shelves.
We're seeing so many disruptions across a number of different product categories.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan in northern New Jersey with the CBS World News Roundup. A plan to reopen America is being finalized as President Trump backs off on his claim of total authority over efforts to get the country rolling again as the coronavirus pandemic continues to take a horrific toll. According to the Washington Post, the CDC and FEMA have a three-phase process in the works, laying out key benchmarks, with some reopenings beginning sometime next month. Our coverage begins with White House correspondent Paula Reed.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor to implement a reopening.
At his briefing yesterday, President Trump made a dramatic about-face in his ongoing feud with state governors, conceding they can decide when to open their local economies.
The governors are going to do a good job, and if they don't do a good job, we're going to come down on them very hard.
President Trump said he's singling out over 20 states to reopen first.
It's going to be very, very close, maybe even before the date of May 1st.
But in an interview with the Associated Press, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who wasn't at the briefing yesterday, said that target is a bit overly optimistic as the U.S. does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy.
We have to have something in place that is efficient and that we can rely on, and we're not there yet.
The president seemed to dismiss his point.
I don't know what he said.
As we hear from CBS's Stephen Portnoy, the Trump administration is moving to halt American funding for the UN's health agency.
The president says the World Health Organization pushed Chinese misinformation.
The outbreak could have been contained at its source with very little death.
He accuses the global agency of covering up the extent of the outbreak.
It would have been so easy to be truthful.
In a CBS News interview this week, CDC Director Robert Redfield described the WHO as a very important partner of his agency. Mr. Trump says U.S. support for the global organization will be held up for 60 to 90 days, pending a review of how it handled the outbreak.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press indicate top Chinese officials waited 6 days after learning it was dealing with a likely pandemic from the coronavirus before the country's president issued any public warning. By that time, January 20th, more than 3,000 people had been infected. California Governor Gavin Newsom has outlined new conditions for lifting coronavirus restrictions in the Golden State. He says stay-at-home orders will remain in place until hospital numbers flatten and start to decline for at least 2 weeks. And the new normal would include staggered start times for public schools and temperature checks for restaurant customers.
The prospect of mass gatherings is negligible at best until we get to herd immunity and we get to a vaccine.
He says there is no light switch here. It's more like a dimmer. Yesterday, California recorded its highest daily death count, 71. Key to getting Americans back in the workplace is expanded virus testing. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says that includes one that can measure immunity.
Nurse Zina Kassab is getting tested even though she hasn't had any symptoms. She says wide-scale testing is important to understand the scope of this pandemic.
I have young children. I have people in my life that are over the age of 65 with comorbidities as well. And I want to know that if I've been exposed, what I can do to continue to protect my family.
Testing like this is being done across the country, but with little federal oversight, accuracy is a concern. The FDA has only officially approved one test. Dr. Matthew Sims is the director of infectious disease research at Beaumont Health in Michigan.
How accurate is the test that you have now?
You know, we believe it's in the high 90s. You know, no test is perfect. You're always going to have some false negatives. You're always going to have some false positives.
New York has changed the way it counts victims, adding 3,800 people who never got tested but died showing symptoms. CBS's David Begno in New York City has more on what one patient is saying.
We are hearing more about what recovering from the virus looks like and feels like. 26-year-old yoga teacher Fiona Lowenstein wants you to know the difficulties she's still dealing with.
It's been exactly a month since I first had symptoms. In the past 2 to 3 weeks, it's been a lot of intense fatigue, just a real difficulty focusing, slight loss of memory. And then there's also these really intense headaches that come almost every night.
Amazon has fired 3 workers who've been publicly critical of the company's pandemic response. Violations of internal policies were cited, but no specifics were given. A trip to the grocery store for most of us now means finding a mask and maybe some gloves. And when we get there, we often encounter some empty store shelves. CBS's Dean Reynolds tells us there are fears that might only get worse as the pandemic drags on.
The indefinitely closed Smithfield plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, processes up to 5% of America's pork. More than 300 workers there have tested positive for COVID-19. Critical workers in a food chain that is now being stressed. Caitlin Wowak is an industry analyst at the University of Notre Dame.
We're seeing so many disruptions across a number of different product categories, particularly meat and dairy products throughout the supply chain.
The main issue is distribution, as more workers get sick. At the other end of the chain are the grocery workers. Dozens of them have died from the virus, and their union says 3,000 are out sick. Julianne Potts of the North American Meat Institute.
We've got to figure out a way to keep operating both for consumers and for producers and the animals that they're raising.
Reports say JCPenney is exploring a possible bankruptcy filing. Its turnaround plans have been undercut by the closing of its 850 stores during the virus shutdown. A year ago today, the world was focused on the terrible images and sounds coming from Paris and the fire at a beloved cathedral.
Notre Dame's main bell will ring out across Paris tonight to mark the anniversary of the fire that destroyed the cathedral's roof and steeple. Known as Emmanuel, the bell will be rung by hand as the electricity in the church has been cut off since restoration work was halted over coronavirus fears for the workers. It's said Parisians can hear the 13-ton bell from over a mile away. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
The category is new authors. Who is Alex Trebek? The Jeopardy host battling cancer has written a memoir that's due out July 21st, a day before his 80th birthday. He says it will include illuminating personal anecdotes. It's called The Answer Is Reflections on My Life. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.